Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search Post Office Travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited. Pursuant to license by MasterCard International.
Hillary's mid-season sale just got even better. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, get an extra 10% off absolutely everything. That's 10% off all blinds, curtains and shutters. And an extra 10% off our new range of awnings and pergolas, with measuring and fitting always included. Book your free in-home appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. Hurry, Hillary's extra 10% off everything must end 2nd of June. Conditions apply.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for breast cancer now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
You could be a lotto millionaire like Terry. Get your ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. The head of the Prison Officers Association says he believes a weapon used to stab a prison officer was probably delivered by a drone. Police say the 25-year-old suffered serious injuries at HMP Long Larton in Worcestershire. The Ministry of Justice has declined to comment on the specific claim. Our reporter George Ike says inspectors assessed the prison about 5 months ago.
They identified some pretty major issues, including the use of drones by serious organised crime groups, but most significantly in this context, that men complained basic things like getting a PIN for their cell phone and property being stuck inside reception were taking too long. And this is a direct quote from that report, that was likely to be contributing to high levels of staff assault.
President Trump says he will double tariffs on steel imports to 50%. He's made the announcement at a steel factory in Pennsylvania. Environmental activists are warning this weekend's ban on disposable vapes may not be enough to end the waste crisis they're causing. They say new replacement devices, which can be used again, may still be so cheap they don't offer enough of an incentive to refill and recharge them. And the Defence Secretary is saying the commitment to spend 3% of the country's GDP on defence by 2034 is a firm one. John Healey's told a newspaper he has no doubt the government will meet its target. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
If you are snuggling down in preparation for this morning's Cradle Classic, on the way, something I have never played you before. First, Vaughan Williams.
Classic FM.
Thank you. You're listening to Classic FM.
Oh.
Tenebrae performing the Agnus Dei from the Forêt Requiem, the London Symphony Orchestra Chamber Ensemble beside them. And Nigel Short conducting the lot of them. Vaughan Williams just ahead, the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra playing his Fantasia on Greensleeves on Classic FM. So you want to know the answer to that question I asked you earlier about those two movie adaptations, don't you? I had Rachel Portman's music from Chocolat, and just before the news, Stephen Warbeck's music for Captain Corelli's Mandolin. And what do you think links those two films? Well, if you said they're both set in European towns, go on, you can have half a point. But that wasn't the answer I was looking for. If you said both about an outsider coming in and shaking everything about, you can have another half a point, because that wasn't the answer I was looking for either. The answer I wanted was that Lasse Hallström, who directed Chocolat in 2000, was all set to also direct Captain Corelli's Mandolin the following year, but then pulled out due to artistic differences. Do you remember that? There was all sorts of goings on with Captain Corelli's Mandolin at the time. It was all set to be a huge, huge film because the book had been so popular. And then it had a bit of a bumpy start before it finally emerged like a fabulous butterfly from its chrysalis. But yes, it was. It had a bit of a rocky start. So that is the answer I was looking for. And maybe we'll have a brand new quiz question for you tomorrow. Katie Brethwick here to keep you company this morning. How are you? I have a gorgeous Cradle classic for you this morning, something a little unusual on Classic FM. And to take us there, something a little unusual too. This is Cécile Chaminade's Scarf Dance. There's something about trotting about a room with a little bit of gauze that makes you feel very feminine. Cécile Chaminade's Danse du Voile. Just me? Her scarf dance written in the 1890s, played on Classic FM by Stephen Huff. It is cradle classic time, beautifully introduced by that piece just now. I said I had something brand new for you this morning. The piece itself is not new, but my playing it to you is new. I have never played this on my show before. It's from Ola Yaylu's Night album, came out in 2020, and it is gorgeous. His meditative still.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Middle of the night music, Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik, played on Classic FM by the Munich Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Enrico Onofri. And just ahead, your Saturday morning cradle classic from Norwegian composer Ale Ola Jelu, still performed by the man himself. And if you are up hitting the books this morning ahead of exams, that is especially for you. part of Rachmaninoff's Second Symphony. The Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra on Classic FM. Andrew Litton at the podium.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
climber in this year's brand new Classic FM Hall of Fame, up 49 places and three entries for Ravel. His Pavane, Poigne, Enfant des Fonds, the Lyon National Opera Orchestra played, and Leonard Slatkin was their conductor just ahead of it, from the movie starring Demi Moore, Patrick Swayze and Whoopi Goldberg, Maurice Jarre's main theme for the movie Ghosts. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra doing the honours under conductor Tolga Kashif. Katie Brethwick with you this Saturday morning. One more before the news from Elgar. Philharmonic playing Elgar, an early work originally premiered by the Worcester Ladies Orchestral Class. His Serenade in E minor for strings on Classic FM, conducted by Vasily Petrenko. The news is next, and then time for your trio from the Classic FM Hall of Fame, which starts with a piece from Handel that first entered the charts after being featured in a jeans ad. Next.
Classic FM.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Plans made simple.
You could be a lotto millionaire like Terry. Get your ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Hello. You've caught me at the hairdresser's getting business advice with my friend, Deborah Meaden.
Well, Einstein, staying on top of your numbers is crucial.
Indeed. And a smart meter can help you track your energy use and costs over time, so you can trim and adjust.
Meaning more control of your business budgeting.
Join the 9 out of 10 small business owners happy with their smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter.